You ever just get a song stuck in your brain?
A lot of people wondering whether Governor Rick Snyder has this particular earworm. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics. And Governor Snyder seems like he might be...
maybe, possibly, just could be...
turning his eye toward the White House.
Pulling a chapter from the campaign messaging playbook called... who? Me? Run for president? Stop.
Now, I did ask the governor about this.
I don't want to feed the speculation. I'm proud being governor of Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
Go on.
But if you look, people should be looking to the governors as a great candidate pool, generally, because there's been a lot of good governors across the country doing progressive things while Washington continues to be a mess.
So not moi necessarily, but maybe someone an awful lot like moi.
So as of now, Snyder has broken into the fourth tier of
the quite respected
University of Virginia Center for Politics ranking of possible contenders.
Right now ahead of Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, and Carly Fiorina.
Oh, snap.
So let's chart out what would certainly be an unconventional path to the Republican nomination and the presidency.
And there is this idea, this theory, that there is a crowded Republican primary, and
if a front runner
doesn't emerge,
and the nomination remains unsettled into March of next year.
And then there's the Michigan primary.
And if other governors named Walker, Christie, maybe Kasich, former Governor Jeb Bush,
not to mention a couple U.S. senators,
have all failed to close the deal, maybe there's room then for another candidate.
And maybe, even if it's unresolved, going into the 2016 summer nominating convention in Cleveland.
Which would actually mean a brokered convention, which we have not seen since 1976 when Ronald Reagan challenged President Gerald Ford for the nomination.
But of course, there are some pretty conventional things this unconventional candidate would have to do.
Sure, and he has already set up a committee that can take private donations to pay for things like travel across the country.
Yeah, and we'll keep an eye to see if Governor Snyder puts some of those early primary and caucus states on his calendar after tomorrow's Proposal 1 vote. We'll also certainly have to see how the result of tomorrow's election affects his reputation as a can-do governor.
Now, Snyder is wealthy, but he's not wealthy enough to self-fund a presidential campaign. However, there is a billionaire, Michael Bloomberg, who could certainly help there. And I don't think there's another candidate or potential candidate in the GOP field who more closely matches Bloomberg's centrist leanings.
Right. But Rick, isn't that part of Snyder's problem?
Oh, yes. He is to the left of the Republican base. Raised taxes, expanded Medicaid, very pro-immigration.
Not a gifted campaigner. He certainly hasn't learned the art of the soundbite.
But, you know, hey, why not try? There is generally no harm to a politician getting talked about as a possible contender for the White House.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.